What's up, guys? Today on Sports Spectrum, it's Super Bowl 58 week, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're excited for the big game between the Chiefs and the 49ers. Yesterday on the podcast, you heard from San Francisco 49ers team chaplain Earl Smith. Great insight into what this has been like this year spiritually inside the 49ers locker room. Well, today, as we traditionally do every year on Sports Spectrum, we get to talk to the other team's team chaplain. We get to talk to Marcellus Casey from the Kansas City Chiefs. But a little bonus today, it's the first time we've really done this. Marcellus joins us with his wife, Stephanie. So we get the insight into spiritually how this team has been fed for the players, but also for their wives and girlfriends and coaches' wives. We forget that they are the real MVPs. And so Stephanie's going to take us inside those team studies that she's been able to lead with the players' wives and the coaches' wives. So Marcellus Casey, his wife Stephanie Casey, team chaplains with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's coming up in just a second here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to tell you and remind you, as I'm doing all week, about our Sports Spectrum magazine. You can subscribe right now over at sportsspectrum.com. Faith-filled, family-friendly content, clean content, perfect for the kids in the world of sports. Those kids that are interested in sports and are looking for some content, and it's hard sometimes to find something that's appropriate for those kiddos, right? Well, Sports Spectrum is just that. You can subscribe over at sportsspectrum.com. When you check out and you order a one-year subscription, use the code PODCAST15, PODCAST15, and you can save 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Subscribe today over at sportsspectrum.com. Well, it's that time of year at Sports Spectrum. It's Super Bowl 58. We're going to be down in Las Vegas, Nevada. And every year we get the blessing and the honor to talk to the team chaplains of each of the representatives. And this year, for the fourth time in 5 years, we get to welcome our friend Marcellus Casey to Sports Spectrum. But today's a little different because we also get to welcome in his wife, Stephanie, as well. Hi, Marcellus. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How you guys doing? I know it's two people. You don't want to talk over each other either. I totally get it. It's good to see you both. This is going to be really fun because we've never had a chaplain's wife on. And I know, Stephanie, for you, I want to start with you ladies first, of course. This is really cool for you, not just for Marcellus, because you are ministering to a lot of the ladies, the wives and the girlfriends of coaches and players. Can you kind of share a little bit about your role, if you could?
Sure. Yeah. I have the privilege of being able to meet with mostly players' wives, but also some, actually Tavia Hunt, the Chiefs owner, has been great at welcoming me into the Chiefs women organization. So they do all kinds of community service projects around Kansas City throughout the season. And it's a cool way to engage the players' wives, coaches' wives, and organization wives or organization women in the city. So she's welcomed me into that, which is great. So I get to build relationships with people and just be part of things. And so that's a huge blessing for me. So I lead a Bible study for the players' wives. And then Celis and I do a couples gathering time where we kind of try to just help with relationship goals and, relationship things. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great season. And I am just really excited because I think somebody asked me recently, is because we've been to the Super Bowl, right? Obviously. So somebody did ask me this week, do Super Bowls get old? And you know, it really doesn't ever get old because there's always new people. And so to see the excitement of some of the girls going for the first time, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And Marcellus, that you get to do this together with your wife in ministry is kind of cool too.
Yeah, it's been really cool. It's been a, I mean, we've been married for almost, we're getting closer to 20 years, and we've been together since we were in high school, so we're high school sweethearts. But it's always been a goal of ours to do ministry together, and there's a lot of ministry that we're able to do in the inner city of Kansas City together. But sharing this for the last 7 years together has been a real blessing for us. And to come home and to pray for people, to connect with people, to, go do hospital visits together or do couples counseling, with couples together or whatever God is calling us to do. It's been really fun to have a partner, not just in life, but also in ministry. So it's been really cool. It's a joy.
No, that's great. And it's been a lot of success that you guys have seen too. Like you said, 4 Super Bowls in 5 years is pretty great. Marcellus, take me to the championship game last week, the AFC championship game, and that experience and being around a Chiefs team that had not won a road conference championship because they haven't played on the road. They've been home for every one of those games. But this was a little different being in Baltimore. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it's really cool to be a part of and just to see guys rise to the occasion. And with an NFL team, it's not just the players, it's not just the coaches, it's their families, it's everybody that invests, it's the organization, it's the ownership, and you really get to watch everybody's level rise and everybody goes to the next level in their patience and their kindness and their understanding and their unity. And you see that investment play out on the field when the players perform really, really well. And you see your leaders leading and guys just and you also see people just enjoying what they do. I mean, our athletic training staff, our coaches, our administration, it's full of people that really love what they do it with excellence. And that gives our players a ton of freedom to go out there and enjoy what they do as well.
Stephanie, you guys were at the game and on the field after the game and the victory. Describe what that time is like. It feels like just pure chaos when you're watching it on television with confetti and, just tons of people. But what was that experience like for you guys?
It is chaotic because there's people everywhere. You're trying to find the people you know. The girls are trying to find their husbands and
It was cool too, because like we didn't even know we would be able to do that. Like some of the players' families didn't show up, so we actually just randomly kind of got the ability to do that. So it was such a blessing to do that
It was
together.
a privilege to get that, to have the ability to go on the field. And but it's different, we've been spoiled in KC. We've had all of our playoff games at home. So it was different, for the families, because they're now having to also factor in travel and lodging and rides to the stadium and figuring that out. And it's just not our home. So all of that emotional energy and all of that poured into it as well, to get that victory and to be able to celebrate like that was just even all the more sweeter, I think, because it did feel like Celis was saying, like everybody had to step up and do more or expect more. So I think, the focus and the ability to rise to the occasion was so great. So to celebrate in that way was so fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Marcellus, what was the message you shared with the team? And I know you were telling me beforehand there was actually kind of a group of messages that you've been sharing with the team, a theme, if you will. But share with us maybe the message that you talked to the team about the night before the Ravens game.
Yeah, so each season I always have a series for the regular season, and then I'll start a different series in the postseason. So during the regular season, our series was called Stay Dangerous, and so it comes from the thought of like, everybody's always telling you as a kid like, hey, stay safe, be safe, travel safe, but Stay Dangerous is like be aggressive, be take risks, have faith. And so we looked at like the dangerous life of Jesus and other people of faith and how they live very dangerous, risky lives, and put it all out on the line for their faith in God. And so in the postseason, my theme is called To Be Continued, and it's talking about basically like the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness, and how do we level up and rise up with values that God has given us from love, and that continues week to week, that continues day to day, that continues beyond your playing career or your coaching career, and that our faith is to be continued. And then also using that theme to thank God when things do continue. It's like in the postseason, you just don't know what's going to happen. And so for God to say, all right, you get one more week is like always like a huge relief and a blessing. And like, man, you're it, like nobody, I haven't sensed anybody in the Chiefs organization ever assuming like, oh yeah, we're just going to win that game, We're going to the Super Bowl. Like
That's when you get in trouble.
every week it's just like a huge relief because they put in so much preparation, and then to see it play out, and God does. I know I'm giving you a long answer, I'm sorry, but
This
you
is a
know
podcast. You can go as long as you want, Marcellus.
I mean, God works in losses, you know, God works in suffering, God works in injuries, and I've seen that a lot. You know, I used to be the chaplain at University of Illinois, and my first few years there, like we weren't winning hardly any games. And but God was at work, you know, and God happens to be at work as we're winning games. And you see it in people's stories, how even some of the losses and struggles we had this season in the regular season, which is really tough, there's a lot of adversity, but and God was at work, you know, you saw God moving and moving and moving, and in the wins as well, you see people's stories wrapped up in what God is doing through football as well. So it's amazing to see the gospel go forward and the kingdom of Jesus go forward in a way that like is very tangible in front of you. And some of my brothers that are chaplains in the NFL, that it's like, man, they've had some tough seasons, but God is just as at work in those teams as he is in teams that make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's why we're very careful not to just say, hey, check out the amazing chapel message that Marcellus Casey shared and why it worked for the Chiefs to go and win a game against the Ravens. No,
If it was that easy, you don't even got to practice.
I mean, Johnny Shelton, who I know and you know as well, who's on Baltimore,
Hey, that's the best. He's the best chaplain in the whole NFL. He's been my big bro since. So he used to be the chaplain at Virginia Tech when I was a chaplain at Illinois, and he's always mentored me, poured into me. Like I love Johnny.
Me too. Yeah, he's one of my great friends, and I was going to have you brag on him a little bit too. But what I was going to say is, this is a guy who preaches a message to his team, and they lose, and it's like, okay, guess God didn't get the glory there. No, that's not how this works. I mean, the winning is a nice bonus, but you want to see lives transformed, right?
Exactly.
Oh, Stephanie, tell me about your Bible study that you led with the women. What was the topics and kind of center, how that what was that centered around?
Yeah, we started the season off with a Bible study called Stones. It's by Kat Armstrong. It walked through ways that God showed up through the Old Testament. And so it looked through the imagery of stones to reveal who God is and what he's doing. So it was really cool to walk through that and give like kind of a base of the story of God from the beginning through the imagery of stones. But then we finished that one, and then we started just going through the book of John just on our own. We weren't using any kind of study. And I really liked that. We haven't been able to get through the whole book of John, but I love that because obviously the girls are not here all year, and we get them for a season. And during season, it's really difficult for them to get to church regularly. So going through a book just ourselves and just asking a bunch of questions of it and trying to figure out answers together, I think was really great because it helps them learn to do it on their own. And it helps them to know, like, you know, wherever I am, if I am in at home with my home church or not, or if I'm traveling or off season or whatever, I have tools and ways to dig into the Bible, to ask questions, to I kind of know where to go with my questions. And so it was really fun to see the girls just ask a lot of questions and start to figure out on their own how to dive in deeper.
We are joined by Marcellus Casey and his wife Stephanie Casey with the Chiefs as a team chaplain here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Marcellus, I wanted to ask you this first, and then Stephanie, you can answer the same question, I guess. What's been your favorite God moment from this season? You talked about adversity, and this was a different type of Chiefs season, I think, than any other because of the fact that they had to go on the road and all the adversity that you mentioned. But from a God perspective, what do you think was your favorite God moment from this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few of them. I've tried to start thinking about that ever since you asked me that. And I think, for one, the adversity really provided for a lot of God moments. I think, you know, when you're in times of desperate, I won't say that, when you're in times of need, you know what I mean? When you need God, whether you're an individual or a whole entity, like, man, it opens up your heart. So we've had a lot more just moments of transparency and vulnerability with different couples or players or even coaches. And so one of my favorite moments was there was a guy that one of our another thing that I'll say is there's so many people within the Chiefs organization that are so helpful to me and us. So like there are people that are like, hey, make sure you look out for so-and-so or make sure you call so-and-so. So there's like, it's helpful when there's other believers in the organization. It's like, man, that person might be an athletic trainer or a coach or whatever, and they could be just as much of a chaplain as I am. You know what I mean? And they've got that position. So there's so many times when people reach out to me and, hey, text so-and-so, call so-and-so, check in on them. And there have been so many moments like that. And one of them in particular, I reached out to a guy and I sent him a scripture just to encourage him. And he was like, man, that's a scripture. And he's like, I don't read my Bible all the time, but he's like, that's the one scripture that I know and that I've been trying to use during my adversity in this season. So he got to experience God tangibly of like God knowing that. I didn't know that. I was just randomly just trying to encourage him and pray for him. And he's like, and so he was able to see that God saw him and understood him. And then another one, there's one of our players that I've been praying for since last year. And I do feel like God, in somewhat of a supernatural way, kind of gave me a vision of what this guy's spiritual growth should look like. And honestly, I kind of sat on it for probably too long of like, oh God, are you sure that's how you want to do this? And like, I felt like God really put it on my heart to like be in his house one-on-one and have a Bible study with him. And through the power of God, like God opened up that door in less than 12 months of when I felt like God laid that on my heart. And so just things like that, where God is speaking, God is moving, God is trying to reveal himself to people and save people. And we just get to see it in a tangible way. So,
yeah, that's awesome. How about for you, Stephanie?
Yeah, I would say, actually, before the beginning of the season, we walked through some really hard things with a couple that was their marriage was just in a really hard spot. And they went through this time where they really didn't want to be together. And we walked through them through some of that hard stuff. And then there was this moment where they just completely turned around, and their marriage right now is amazing. And so we met with them in the beginning of the season, and they were like giddy in love with each other, like smitten, like they had just met and fallen in love. Like God gave them a new marriage.
Yes.
And it is so beautiful to see.
Yeah.
But I'll say that even in the beginning of the season, I was skeptical because I was like, we're going into another season. This is the stressful season. This is when it's hard. And you know, we were like, we're still here when it gets hard again. And you know what, she called me just a few weeks ago.
She is a better memory than I do.
Out of the blue. and she said, I just want to thank you because I'm remembering this time last year and I thought that my marriage was over. Wow. And I just am so full of joy, and God has completely changed everything, and I'm so happy, and I just wanted to say thank you again. And I mean, that's all God. We didn't do that.
Right.
But to be able to witness what God is doing in their life, and then for them to be carrying this like giddiness through the whole season was is just miraculous to me. That God would just give them a completely new thing and make it last. That it wasn't just like this, okay, you got a few weeks of something cool and then it's going to get hard again. I mean, it's just really amazing.
Wow. Praise God for that. That's amazing. I mean, because that's really what this is about, right? Like, it's great to win games and all that, but if you're winning games at the expense of a marriage or at the expense of other things that you're falling, a prey to, like, what's the point? Like, this is just about transformation and relationships and community. Praise God for all that.
See, this is your sign that you need to interview all chaplains' wives. And I'm like, oh yeah, I sent a text message to a guy. She's like, you remember when select
Noted, Marcellus. Noted, my friend, for sure. Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have both Stephanie and Marcellus here on the show. As we wind down, Marcellus, can you share a little bit more about that last message? That's always a big one, the night before a game. And I know you kind of alluded to what the themes have been in the postseason, but what you're going to share at that chapel Saturday night, right before Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
I mean, it's still something that I'm working on. It's nice to have an extra week of preparation between the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But I am committed to that theme of the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. So I'll talk about God's goodness, and I'll talk about how the good that God desires to do through believers for his kingdom makes an impact in the world. And so that's kind of how it's actually similar to the direction that I went last year, the night before the Super Bowl. But just talking about how just the beauty of God's allowing us to partner with him in the redemption of the world, you know. And so I'll talk about that through the lens of goodness, but I'm not gonna lie, it's a work in progress. I'm not anywhere close to like being done with the direction of that message. So,
Well, yeah, you want to yield to the Holy Spirit too, right? Like, God gives you something completely different. You don't want to say, "Sorry, God, I got my message all prepared." No, you want to yield to that. I will ask you one last question. I was just thinking about this because in the NFL world, and I've had the privilege of talking to so many athletes and knowing them as well, there's a fine line between being public and private about your faith, and certainly that's why we have it named names here, because this is a personal thing that you guys and you're trusted to be able to serve and minister to these players and their wives and girlfriends. What's the line, and I'll have you both answer this, of where players should be public about their faith, but also there's everything about them is public, and there's certain things that are sacred to them, and other guys may be a little more private with their faith. What's the level where you feel like players should be open and not unashamed, because that's, I don't think, the right word, but just open and public about what they believe.
I mean, I think I have a lot of thoughts and convictions on that. For one, I believe that like God has given these guys an amazing platform to share their faith, and it's a beautiful thing. But the kingdom of Jesus does not need the NFL or NFL players to spread the gospel. You know, there are people at bus stops in the city. There are people all over the world sharing their faith and living it out, and God uses that in miraculous ways that we'll never hear about until we get to heaven. You know, so I actually am from the school of thought where I don't like to put a ton of pressure on guys like, hey, you have the best platform ever to share the gospel, therefore you have to go public with it as much as possible. You know, I want guys to grow, and when they're ready for that, when they desire to do that. But I also want them to have a kingdom perspective of God doesn't need their platform. So when you use your platform, you're using it as an authentic Christian, Jesus follower, believer, who needs the power of God to show up in a moment to reveal himself to whoever you're sharing your faith with, whether it be one person or 10,000 people. And at the same time, like it's beautiful when guys are interviewed and they share their faith on national television, and we don't know who that reaches, but it does reach people, and it is a beautiful and a powerful thing. And I just love that God can do what he wants, how he wants, and it's cool that he chooses to use us, whoever we are. You don't have to be an NFL player to share your faith. So yeah.
For sure. Stephanie, anything you want to add before we finish up here?
I would say that I think that when you are a believer and when that faith is real to you,
Yes.
everything you do is Christian. You know,
Yeah.
everything you do is a work of your faith. It works out of your faith. And so I think in the way that a Christian artist is going to make Christian art, whether or not it's a painting of Jesus or a painting of a landscape or something, it is Christian art. And so I think that when people are serious about their faith and when God is transforming their heart, the things that they do, whether it's on the field or if it's at home with their family, it's going to show and it's going to progress the kingdom of God. And so I think that that's where you start. And then, you know, I think if they are excited about, you know, speaking up more publicly, if that's kind of their gifting or their personality, then great. But I do think that there's a beauty in just the way that people live out of a truthfulness of who they
Yeah.
are. And so when God is in the midst of that, I think it's going to come out.
Yeah. Beautifully said. He is Marcellus Casey. She is his wife, Stephanie Casey. Thank you both for doing this. Congratulations to everybody who's a part of the Chiefs organization for another Super Bowl appearance. And we wish you guys nothing but the best. We'll be praying for you too, Marcellus and Stephanie, as you continue to minister to the players and the coaches and the wives and girlfriends throughout the week and really throughout the rest of this year, because it's not just a one-time deal here. So we appreciate you both. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
Yes.
you.
And many thanks to Marcellus Casey and Stephanie Casey for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. And certainly let's be praying for Marcellus, for Stephanie, for Earl Smith from the 49ers. They're going to have a chance to preach the gospel at chapel the night before the game that these guys do battle with on Sunday. So that's a pretty poignant moment. A lot of guys are going to be at chapel. I just pray that their hearts are open to hear the gospel, to hear the word that is presented from Marcellus, from Stephanie, and from Earl Smith. And we appreciate them, Marcellus and Stephanie from the Chiefs, joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. We are excited. Super Bowl 58 week. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got the Chiefs and the 49ers. It's a rematch from 4 years ago. Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes. It's an exciting time for a football fan, and I can't believe another season is nearing its end. And it's been such a fun year. We appreciate you guys. Listen, if you're looking for content, this is the week, the unique content that Sports Spectrum can bring to you, the questions that others won't be asking, keeping Jesus in the Super Bowl conversation. That's what we're about at Sports Spectrum. We want to see God get the glory through his story at this Super Bowl. And we believe that God is going to honor that and give us great opportunities like today's with Marcellus and Stephanie to talk to people and ask them about how God is working in their lives. So stay tuned. SportsSpectrum.com is the place. Great content and articles there. Make sure you're following us on our YouTube channel, Sports Spectrum on YouTube. All of our videos and interviews that we're going to be doing are going to be there. You can also find them on our social media pages, particularly Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's Sports Spectrum, the intersection of sports and faith. It's Super Bowl 58. Chiefs and 49ers coming your way on Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time here on Sports Spectrum.